Gaming CEO forced to step down after backlash for supporting Texas law to protect the unborn. By Penny Starr on September 7, 2021. The CEO of Tripwire, creator of the popular games Killing Floor and Red Orchestra, was forced to step down after expressing support for the Texas law to protect the unborn, and leftists attacked him on social media. Breaking: Tripwire Interactive CEO John Gibson is stepping down following severe backlash against his tweet supporting the Texas law that bans abortion after 6 weeks and deputizes private citizens to sue anyone who aids in the procedure, the company says, a Bloomberg reporter tweeted on Monday night. The Hill reported the development. Tripwire announced in a statement Monday that Gibson had stepped down and that co-founder and vice president Alan Wilson will take over as interim CEO. The comments given by John Gibson are of his own opinion and do not reflect those of Tripwire Interactive as a company, the statement read. His comments disregarded the values of our whole team, our partners, and much of our broader community. Our leadership team at Tripwire are deeply sorry and are unified in our commitment to take swift action and to foster a more positive environment. Gibson's comments sparked backlash from the gaming community, with some gaming developers announcing they would no longer work with Tripwire due to Gibson's stance on the abortion law. Gaming developer Shipwright Studios, which had previously collaborated with Tripwire, responded to Gibson's tweet saying that while your politics are your own, the moment you make them a matter of public discourse, you entangle all of those working for and with you. Market Watch reported. Gibson's comment triggered more than 10,000 comments and 6,000 retweets, with much of the reaction angry, and many gamers vowing to never play the company's titles again. The Roswell, Georgia-based company that was founded in 2005 is the publisher of such games as Killing Floor 2 and Maneater. If you're looking for a game developer/company to ignore, might I suggest Tripwire Interactive, makers of the somewhat popular Killing Floor series. What a pro-life name for a game. If you're wondering, you can set Steam to ignore games from certain developers. I just did. We do not share the opinion expressed in a recent tweet by the president of Tripwire, publisher of Chivalry 2. This perspective is not shared by our team, nor is it reflected in the games we create. The statement stands in opposition to what we believe about women's rights. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.